So can you explain to us the logic behind the choice of Pascal Vincent?
Well, for me, he's a young, enthusiastic coach who's had some success in junior hockey. He's a guy that was assistant coach with the national junior team, and he's well-versed in a lot of tactical areas of the game and also on the power play, which he will be responsible for. So he has really good qualities as far as his character, and he comes highly recommended by a lot of people.
Coach, now that the staff is intact, where do you guys go from here?
Well, we're going to look to have meetings here in the middle of August and kind of go over some things with our staff. But probably one of the things that will be important for us will be to get to know each other and build ourselves a vision and decide where we're going to go with this team. And we've got a lot of things to cover, so it'll be really interesting for us.
So that you guys have to get to know each other, but knowing everyone that you have on your coaching staff right now, what do you think is the main strength of it?
Well, I think we've got some good people in place. We've got different things. We've got youth. We've got experience in Charlie Huddy, who's been an NHL coach, and I've coached before. At different levels, so I think we have a lot of diversity as far as the staff goes, and we're really pleased with what we have and what we have to offer.
Because you have a young team, do you think Pascal fits in terms of relating with younger players, but obviously coming from the junior ranks?
Yeah, I think he relates. One of the things that I liked about him, he's a real people person, and he's a guy that can really relate to teaching players and coaching players. He fits in with our young group. Myself and Charlie and a little bit Wade are a little bit older than Pascal, so I think it's a good mix for us. We could have gone with older guys, but I thought that the mix was really good for us, for what we wanted.
Are you about to say old school?
No, not old school.
Have you had a chance yet? Have you talked to every player on the roster and introduce yourself?
Yeah, I've contacted a lot of players, and still in the process. I've been caught being tugged in different areas. So, and it's really hard in the summertime. You play phone tag. Guys are in Europe, and you text them first. They don't know who it is that's calling. Very few players pick up the call. So you're always catching up and trying to contact players and trying to get through to them. It's a real task, real challenge.
What's been the reaction so far?
That's been good. It's been all good. Everything's been really positive. The guys are enthusiastic. They're really looking forward to getting started. They're really looking forward to coming here and playing in front of an enthusiastic crowd, and it shows in their conversations.
Even though you have a French-speaking member on your staff, are you going to continue to do interviews in French?
Well,
or is
you know,
just for you to get out of doing that.
Yeah. Well, the French thing for me is a little difficult because I can't express myself the way I'd like to, you know, especially when it comes to tougher questions. I don't have much vocabulary.
What about his history with Andre? Is that figure?
No, that didn't really figure. And he's had him for a couple of years, had a lot of success with him. He developed him and played him a lot. It really didn't have a lot to do with it. He came recommended. I liked what I heard. And so for me, he was just a guy that was a good choice. And he was his youthful exuberance was something that we really looked at, and we felt we needed in our staff as well.
Do you have any more spots to fill?
As it stands now, we may later, but as it stands now, we're just staying with what we have.